Mr. Bad Air, in with Mr. Good Air, out with Mr. Bad Air, in with Mr. Good Air. He's just a little waterlogged.
Are you all right, baby?
Yeah, Mom, okay.
Well, you ain't gonna be when I get through with you. What are you trying to do here, scare me half to death?
I'm sorry.
All right, already. The way you're acting, you'd think the boy never did anything dumb before.
I didn't know you were a lifeguard, Mr. Iowa.
Your way. Trained on the beaches of my home state. Now I must prepare things for tonight's luau.
Mr. Iowa, wait up. I'll walk back with you. I want to talk to you about the schedule of activities.
Oh, yeah, and about getting more towels.
Well, I'll say one thing for you, Rodney. You sure know how to start off a vacation.
Hey, Donna.
Oh, hi, Rodney. How do you feel?
Okay. I only lost a layer of skin on the sand. So?
So what?
What'd you think?
Think?
About what happened. All the excitement.
Oh, well, I thought Mr. Ioway was great.
He was great? What about me? I'm the one who braved the waves.
Braved the waves? You rode the board on your hands and knees.
You expected me to stand all the way up?
Oh, Rodney.
So you weren't impressed?
Well, sure I was impressed. With Mr. Ioway. I'm gonna go swimming. See ya.
Rats. Now I'm gonna have to think of something else.
Welcome, honored guests, to the Bonsai Corporation Luau.
All right.
Hey. Remove your shoes and sit. And as we like to say on the islands, Iniki pua oi.
What does that mean?
Hit it, boys. And a one and a two and...
Hey, this is great.
Yeah, any meal where I can put my feet on the table while we're eating is okay by me.
Well, don't just stand there, Rodney. Sit down.
I will in a minute. I gotta do something first.
Look at the size of that pig they're roasting.
I know, it's almost too big for the spit.
They spit on that pig?
No, Doris. The spit's what they turn the pig on to cook it over the hot coals. See?
Oh, yeah. So long as they don't spit on it.
By the way, Barkley, I worked it out with Oiwe.
Worked all what out, Barkley?
The whole thing about our schedule of activities.
You did?
Yeah. I told him that we weren't interested in seeing any of that tourist stuff on this list, and that instead, we want to go off on our own. I already rented the car and everything.
What?
Bart, you shouldn't have done that.
Don't worry about it. You can pay me your half later.
No, that's not what I meant.
I don't want to spend the day in a stuffy car. I want to go out on the beach.
And I want to see Pearl Harbor.
And the USS Arizona Memorial.
Okay, get in the hole!
A luau is supposed to be a happy feast. You people are bringing me down. What Mr. Rathbone didn't tell you was that he only rented a two-door car.
What does that mean?
That only we adults are going. The kids are going to stay here with Oiwe. He'll take them where they want to go.
What do you think, Mary?
Well, we did want to see the island.
Yeah. Great! It's all settled in. Now let's get down to some serious luauing.
Hold it, everybody, hold it!
Rodney, what's going on?
There could be no greater demonstration of bravery and mind over matter than to walk barefoot over a bed of hot coals. Tonight, I'm gonna do just that.
What?
Rodney, it takes years of discipline.
Remove the pig from the barbecue pit.
Bart, stop him!
Wait, hold, wait a minute, hold it. Rodney, have you gone completely out of your mind?
But, Pop, I want to do it. It'll show how brave I am.
It'll show how nuts you are. Bravery's no reason to walk barefoot across a bed of hot coals. In fact, there is no reason to walk barefoot across a bed of hot coals.
Hey, Bart, when you ran over, your wallet fell into the pit.
My wallet?
Pop, you did it.
Well, there's almost no reason. Anybody got a bucket of ice?
Morning, Mr. Ioway.
Good morning, Donna. Although it is nearly afternoon.
Yeah, well, sleeping in is what vacations are all about. Where's Lawrence and Jimmy?
Oh, on the beach. I'll be taking them to Pearl Harbor shortly.
Have fun.
Hey, I have a message for you from Rodney. He wants you to meet him at the speedboat dock at 1:30.
What's he got planned now?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's something to impress you.
Yeah, he said that on the beach yesterday after the surfing thing. But why would he want to impress me?
To win your heart, of course.
Win my heart?
I believe he put it, to make her fall for me.
Fall for her? Oh, no. That's what this is all about.
What?
Something that happened on the plane coming in. Ronnie said he could make me fall for him if he wanted to, and I said he was crazy. I can't believe he'd go this far.
A man will go to great and sometimes foolish lengths to heal a wounded pride. And of course, in ancient Hawaii, a man won a woman's heart by performing great athletic or daring feats in front of her.
Is that true?
Well, Rodney seems to think so.
But where would he get such a crazy idea?
Well, from me. I didn't realize he would go this far either.
Yeah, well, I guess I better go talk to him. 1:30 at the speedboat dock?
Yes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to take two young men to a memorial.
Have fun. Oh, did my folks get off okay?
Oh, yes. By now, they should be far up the coast, cruising like the wind. Kalama hako hareke.
Try it again, Bart.
Come on, come on.
Oh, that's no good, Bart. That's what happens when you rent from a place called Jack's Pretty Good Wheels.
Well, is he no good? Well, I guess we gotta get another car. Where are we, anyways?
A place called Makaha. We're about 45 miles from Honolulu.
You want to look for the rental place or find the wives?
I'll find the wives. I think it'll be easier.
Yeah, yeah. Just look for the stores.
I just love these open-air markets, don't you?
Well, I like the first four we went to.
Oh, look, Mary! Aren't these little coin purses wonderful?
They're very pretty, yes.
I gotta have one. excuse me! Excuse me!
Yes, ma'am?
How much this purse? Comprende?
Taurus, why are you talking like that?
Look at her. She's Hawaiian. She don't understand English.
Do you?
Yes, ma'am. I both understand and speak it.
Well, what do you know? You sound just like an American.
She is an American, Doris. Hawaii is part of the United States. Most people here speak English.
Oh, so how much for the purse?
$250.
I'll give you $1 for it.
Doris, you just said it was $250.
I know, but Bob told me these people don't have any respect for you unless you haggle with them.
Oh, Doris, that's nonsense.
You won't think so when I get a better price. Now, I said I'd give you $1, so what's your next offer?
Ma'am, I don't set the prices. I just sell the merchandise.
Come on, come on. Give me your next offer.
Doris?
I know you want to haggle with me, so what's your next offer?
All right, all right. I really shouldn't do this.
Ha! I knew it. What? What? What?
Well, normally these go for $250 apiece.
Yeah.
But because I like you, I'll give you two for $5.
I'll take it!
I sure hope this doesn't get around.
See, Mary? I told you I'd get a better price.
Shrewd, Doris. Real shrewd.
Yeah.
Mary? Doris?
George, how's the car?
No good. Bart's trying to find another rental agency, but this is a pretty small place.
Hey, everybody.
Bart.
Did you find a rental agency?
Yeah, but they don't have any cars left.
Well, you're awful happy about it. How are we supposed to drive back with no car?
We ain't gonna drive back. We're gonna sail back.
Sail?
Well, not sail exactly. We'll go on a motorboat.
Oh, I don't know about this, Bart.
Why not? It's part of the adventure. And besides, we don't have any other way of getting back.
That's true.
I already got the place picked out. Come on!
Sure, I'll take ye. And I won't charge ye an arm and a leg like those big thieving charter boats, neither.
No offense, Captain.
Quid, like the British money.
Quid, right. No offense, sir, but your boat doesn't look all that,
safe.
Right.
Safe? What are you talking about? The minnow is as sturdy as they come. She'll have the four of you back in Honolulu in 45 minutes. It's not like five passengers set out this day on a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
Well, that's good enough for me. Let's go.
Hey, matey.
Oh, yes,
come on, get on board.
Come on,
we're just doing
well,
this.
I'm walking.
Come on, hurry it up, hurry it up. Get those life jackets on. We're burning daylight.
Well, give me your hand here. Oh, you're not going to help me up on the boat here?
Yeah. Never saw a boat motor that didn't understand a swift kick or a slug from a party five. Hold on tight, cause here we go! Blow the man down, matey, blow the man down. My name be Ishmael.
George, what should we do?
I don't know, maybe we should sing.
Blow the man down. Everybody, blow the man down. What's the matter with you? Don't have the pitch. Rhythm, 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 let's go. Blow the man down, matey.
There it is, boys. The famous Pearl Harbor.
Cool.
Look at all the battleships.
Pearl has been a United States naval base since 1900. It is still a center of the U.S. Pacific Command. You see those mountains?
Yeah.
Japanese torpedo bombers flew over that range when they attacked on December 7th, 1941.
That's what got the U.S. in World War II, right?
Right. That white structure in the bay is where we're going. The USS Arizona Memorial.
I can't wait to tell my dad I was actually here.
I can't believe Donna and Ronnie didn't want to come. What could be better than this?
Well, a slice of grapefruit on a papaya with some passion fruit on the side. But you know, that's not my favorite. Actually, my favorite is really some peanut butter.
Okay, dude, you're harnessed in and ready to fly.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll be waiting in the boat. Whenever you're ready, just yell, go, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Rodney?
Let's see. Harness in place, boat motor running.
Rodney.
Oh, hi, Donna.
What are you doing?
Parasailing. See, I'm hooked up to that speedboat over there with this line. This is a parachute. When I give the word, the boat's gonna take off, and I'm gonna go sailing high over the bay.
All right, Rodney, enough.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You don't have to do this anymore.
Do what?
This! Parasailing, walking on coal, surfing! I know you're doing them to get me to fall for you, but you gotta stop before you get hurt.
I don't know what you're talking about!
Look, I know I said some things on the plane yesterday that hurt you.
You hurt me? Ha! Don't flatter yourself!
Rodney, cut it out! And get out of this harness thing before you get yourself killed!
Hey, stop it! Hey, look what you did! You undid some buckles!
And I want you to undo the rest of them.
No!
Go!
What?
All right, let's go!
Wait, he said no!
He's going? Whoa!
Rodney! Oh, great. Mister, are you with the parasailing company?
Yeah, I'm Bill Mason, one of the owners. Why?
Well, the guy who just took off wasn't all buckled in.
What? How did that happen?
It's not important right now. Radio the driver and tell him to stop.
Well, that boat doesn't have a radio. We'll have to follow them in the other boat. Come on!
There was a porpoise and a crab, and Bingo was his name.
Oh, I love that!
George, I don't know how much more of this I can take.
I know. Well, you'd think there'd be a few waves out here that you'd miss.
Oh, it's singing. It's making me sicker.
Well, at least nobody's eating anything.
Who wants pork rinds?
I do.
You two look positively green. Getting a little seasick, I guess.
Oh, please, Bart.
Well, I guess some people just can't take the sea. Me, I love it. Salt spray in your face, the wind in your hair, the feel of the boat as it goes up. Up and down, to and fro, to, up and down. I think I'll sit down there for a minute.
Looks like I got myself a boatload of old salts here. Yes, sirree, real seafaring folk.
Captain Quid, can't you move to smoother waters?
Did you hear that, Mr. Christian? 'Tis smoother waters they want. Well, let me tell you, son. The minnow has a mind of her own. She goes where she wills. She may not be much to look at, but she cuts shark-like through the briny deep. Always on the move, or else she dies.
I think we have a dead shark here.
Now, don't be afeard, folks. Don't be afeard. This happens all the time. I just need to make a few minor adjustments on the engine. Let's see here. I'll do that. This. There.
Oh, you fixed it?
No. I pulled out the wrong wire.
I thought you said this happens all the time.
It does.
And you still pulled out the wrong wire?
That happens all the time, too. Sorry, mates, but we ain't going nowhere. The minnow is dead in the water. How about some more pork rinds?
I got some bacon dip.
Oh, love that stuff. Oh, yes, sir. B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O. And Bingo, what is his name?
I love adventure.
Can't we go any faster?
We're pushing it now. Unfortunately, that's the fast boat. Turn on the radio.
Why? You said the other boat doesn't have one.
It doesn't, but your friend has one in his helmet.
You mean we can talk to him?
Yeah, turn it on. Talk to him.
How?
Push down the button to talk, lift it up to listen.
Rodney, can you hear me?
Donna? Oh, great. Now I'm hearing voices.
You're not hearing voices. You've got a radio in your helmet.
Oh, that's just peachy. Where are you?
I'm in a boat behind you. We're trying to catch your boat to stop it. So hang on.
I'm hanging.
Why is he moving around that way?
Rodney, why are you moving around that way?
I'm trying to rebuckle some of these loose buckles.
Tell him to stop. The buckles are tricky, and he could accidentally undo his tow line.
Rodney, stop. The buckles are tricky, and you could accidentally undo your tow line.
Wait a minute. I almost got it. Uh-oh.
His tow line's gone slack.
Rodney!
This is incredible.
Yeah, a floating memorial.
It floats directly over where the battleship USS Arizona sank when it was hit by Japanese torpedoes.
How come the water's so dark?
That's oil from the Arizona.
It still leaks, but it's been over 50 years.
Well, it was a big ship.
My dad told me all about it. 1,000 men were trapped alive inside the bulkheads. They never could get them out. They heard them banging for help more than a month after the attack.
Wow, what a horrible way to die.
Indeed.
I've never seen so many battleships. Can I borrow your binoculars, Mr. Ioe?
Of course. Right here.
Thanks.
You say your father told you about the USS Arizona?
Yeah. He's in the Navy, and he comes here a lot.
What ship is he on?
He's not on a ship. He's like an assistant to some bigwig or something. He works in special communications. He moves around a lot. We never know where he is. No, it can't be.
What is it?
What's the matter, Lawrence? You've gone pale.
That battleship across the harbor.
What about it?
Standing on the deck. It's my dad.
What?
My dad's on that battleship.
Are you sure?
I think I know my own dad.
Lawrence.
If you don't believe me, look for yourself.
I don't know what your dad looks like.
Wait, I got a picture in my wallet. There. Now, look on the upper deck. See?
Is it Jimmy?
Well, it certainly looks like him.
It is him, I tell you. I gotta go see him.
Well, wait a minute. You can't just walk on board a battleship.
You can if the ship is on liberty. Then civilians are allowed on board in tours.
See? Let's go.
Are you sure we should do this?
Jimmy, I haven't seen my dad in 2 months. If he leaves, I won't get to see him for another 6. If it was your dad, what would you do?
Okay.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, it isn't like we're not with an adult. We're with Mr. Ioe.
Right. And I say, owaku liki poi.
What's that mean?
Let's break like the wind.